Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Spirit Guru and Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you live after much difficulty of getting on the air. Mercury is in retrograde. We're about not quite a week in to the Mercury in retrograde, although the effects start the week before and last the week after or so, therefore. And I could not get on to the show this morning. So here I am now, and happy to be here on this stormy New England day, hence stormy weather, right? So we all have stormy weather in our lives, and depending on how big the storm, can be relative to each individual person, because everybody has sort of a different level or emotion quotient, as I like to say, of what you can handle. So, say for example, in my current situation where I am looking for a house, I was looking for a rental for about 4 or 5 months, and wasn't having any luck finding one that was, you know, just the right rental that I would pay $2,000 a month for. And so it was actually finding any rental where I could have the dog, and almost none have garages. So I have an antique car my daughter does, that needs to live in a garage. So we decided that we were going to look for a house and buy a house instead. And when we began looking, there were some houses in our price market, in our price range. And so we started looking at houses, and we've been looking at houses for 2 months now. And I knew it was going to be a process, but I was hoping that I was going to be under a purchase and sale by now, and that we would be moving by the beginning of April. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened, and we are still looking. We have put several offers in, either two of them, somebody came back the same day that we did and put offers in higher than ours, and the buyer didn't come back and say, well, would you like to increase your offer? They just took the other offer. And then one house, the buyer came back with an offer $22,000 higher than what their asking price was. So that was a no. Well, that was almost a month ago. That seller, I said buyer, I meant to say seller. That seller came back with a price $22,000 higher than their asking price. That seller's agent came back this past week saying that, asking if we would purchase for the asking price. So we came back with a counter offer, which was only a difference of $5,000, and they've been stonewalling us. We haven't heard a word from them in like 4 days. And so we're just assuming that the answer is no, that they won't take the $5,000 less. And so we are still on the house hunt. And it can be a real storm for some people. And for other people, it can be a lot of fun because you get to look at all these different houses that are on the market. And you get to, you know, sort of look at house ideas and maybe what you could do with the house and so forth. And other people, it can be a total disaster. It can be the most stressful thing, lead to real mental, physical trouble, etc. And, like anything that goes on for a long period of time that you don't enjoy, it can really wear you out. And if it's something that you do enjoy, then of course it's going to give you more energy and you're going to get more enthusiastic, right? And you're going to be out there going, oh, I know the right house is coming. you know, it's we're still in a seller's market here in the, some parts of the Northeast, although the market has shifted, and it this is the last peak before we are going to see a change later this year. So it's so funny. I'm shuffling. You can't make this stuff up. I am shuffling Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck. And as I'm shuffling, one card pops out of the deck and lands on the floor. And it's no place like home. You cannot make this shit up, right? So I'm going to read for you what no place like home means, because it's so ridiculously funny that that card out of, I think it's 52 cards, is the card that falls out of the deck. And we're talking about houses, right? No place like home. Authenticity, coming home to yourself, feeling at home, arriving at a place where you just fit, being comfortable in your own skin. Home feels safe and secure. It's a comfortable place to rest and create, and a place that is known that you can call all yours. This card signifies that your ability to trust yourself and feel at home in your own skin is coming, beginning to solidify as you claim your dignity, integrity, aspects of yourself, and no one can take this away from you. You know who you are. Hold your head high, yet with neither pride nor humility. Instead, as you stand as an observer, see through the eyes of your soul. This puts you in a position of power and strength. Authenticity is your home. You stay, you are safe here, in the house of your spirit and spirit. Oh my God, this is so funny, right? Because, so the prosperity message is what kind of really applies especially. It's your business choices and the investments you make and creative projects you immerse yourself in are powerfully on point. Why? Because you are fully yourself. So it's interesting because, you know, the card falls out. There's no place like home. Oh, how poetic is that? And, you know, really I felt what this card is saying to me is remember, you have everything that you need already, and that you know, with the prosperity message here, it is a investments in making choices, and so it's really too about making the right choice for the, you know, the house too, because we've looked at, oh my God, I've probably looked at well over 100 houses at this point. And you might be thinking, oh my God, looking at 100 houses, why couldn't you have find a house now already? And, you know, some of those houses, six at least out of those houses in one town have this huge, and I mean, when I say huge, huge power plant right in their backyard. With literally one of the houses actually had the high electric transmission line in the big, huge towers in their backyard. And there were six houses in that same neighborhood for sale where, you know, bad, bad, bad. You never want to be that close to high electricity wires like that because, you know, there's lots of research that shows that people that live near those tend to get early cancer and things like that, and they're really bad for your health. So so anyway, those are some of the things that we've been encountering. Or, you know, you get there and the pictures look great, and then the oil tank is leaking. Or, you know, there's squirrels in the attic. Or, you know, whatever. But it's been a process for sure. And so how do you weather the storm? Well, you can, I don't know why my guides are being funny this morning. They're talking about drinking lemon tea, and I don't know why, but they're chuckling and they're going, When life is stormy, drink lemon tea. I have some guides that are really humorous, and they like to joke around, and that's what they're doing this morning. And so that's also what you can do, right? So look, get lighthearted, joke around, go see a funny movie. Go out dancing with your friends, whatever it is that you can get to shift out of the energy of the moment and what is currently going on. So last night I went to a party and it was great. So what can you do to get through the stormy weather? It's really individual to each person what can help. A couple of nights ago, my partner made me this amazing, he's so cute. He made me this salt bath with these glittered bath bombs. And he wanted to make sure that the water was hot enough. So he boiled water, big pans of water on the stove, just to make sure that my tub was hot enough the whole time. So, you know, how sweet is that? And I had the best candlelight bath, with a little glass of wine, it was just what I needed. So you have to do things like that for yourself. Whatever helps you, sort of get into a different mindset, a different space, to rejuvenate your soul, to rest and relax, right? Rest and relaxation. Because that's so hard for most of us anyway, given any day, is to know or how to rest and relax, how to, really enjoy life in the moment, despite the outward conditions. And so you have to find ways that you can do that to sort of, I'll say, save your soul, save your mental well-being is what it is. I have a really good friend right now whose house is having a major remodel, and the whole second floor is gone and is just a one big open space with the flooring, which is plywood, is left. And she sent me a picture about 4 days ago with all the guys working out there. And I'm actually going over there today, and I'm praying for her that they've gotten it all buttoned up in those 4 days, because otherwise her house is going to be, the rest of her house is going to be totally flooded and a terrible mess, because we're having another big winter storm here, although this one is not snow. It started as snow, but it changed to rain. And it's been raining for hours and hours and hours. So I'm hoping that she's weather tight and it's not raining in her house. So when the storm hits, stormy weather, right? What our quotient of, our emotional quotient is, sort of what, it's sort of like money. There are people who have millions of dollars who feel insecure about money. They feel like that it's not enough. What if they lose it? And then there are people that have $10 in the bank that don't worry about money, right? So it's the same when stressful situations hit your life. There are some people that, you know, really big situations can strike, and yet, you know, they're just like, okay, well, we'll deal with this, and this is what we need to do, etc. So I actually just learned yesterday that one of my uncles has cancer again and has to have two different surgeries on Friday. And my aunt's like, yeah, your uncle has to have surgery on Friday. Like, you know, no big deal. And, some other people might be totally freaking out. Oh my God, What are we going to do? He's got to have surgery. He's got cancer again. What a terrible thing. Nope. My aunt is like, yeah, he's having surgery again on Friday. And, you know, we'll go from there. So how we deal with the storms has a lot to do with how we were brought up, what kind of storms we faced as kids. Now, you know, this is my dad's sister. And, you know, growing up, they did not have a lot. In fact, one of the really funny stories about them growing up, there were 8 kids, 5 girls, 3 boys. And there was, at one point, they had one pair of ice skates between all of them. And the 2 youngest girls, Lenore and Margaret, would take the pair of ice skates, and each one of them would put one skate on, and they would hold each other's hands, and they would skate with one skate each on. And they had the best time. And, you know, it's like, so that's when you make lemonade out of lemons, right? And they didn't know that there was anything wrong with that, because there wasn't. So a lot of it is perception, how, and also past traumas. So if you've had, you know, and you say, we'll go back to the house, you've had really good house karma, house luck, you've had good neighbors, you've always, you know, enjoyed where you've lived, you've never sort of had to be scrambling to find a place to live, then this would be no big deal for you. But if you've had house trauma where, you know, you've lost a home, for whatever reason, maybe it was a fire, maybe you were renting and it got sold out from under you, maybe it was a foreclosure or a divorce, you know, whatever the situation. If you've had house trauma, if you've had maybe neighbors that were not so nice, my partner and I had rehabbed a house a few years ago, and we actually thought about keeping the house, and my daughter and I were going to move into that house. But the neighbor, it was on a little private street, and there were only 4 houses on the street. And the neighbor next door, so there were 2 houses on each side, the neighbor that abutted the yard of the house that we bought and rehabbed is a heroin addict. And he got arrested 3 times while we were renovating that house. Because one time he pulled a gun on Dave while we were working on the house. And so we decided we weren't going to keep that house. You know, the guy had real issues about, you know, boundaries and things like that. And we had it surveyed, and he actually was, his fence was on our property, and anyway, he had claimed over the years more than what was his. So anyhow, that might be, you know, house drama. And if you had a situation like that where you lived next to a neighbor who was, you know, kooky like that, you could have house trauma. I did actually have years ago when I was married. We lived in a neighborhood that the houses are very close together. The lots are 50 feet wide by 80 feet long. So you can imagine it's house to house to house to house, and there's not a lot of privacy. We had the neighbor directly on one side of us, who we were friends with them, and then all of a sudden, one day, the guy went cuckoo, and he pulled a gun on my ex-husband, my then-husband, and so we ended up having to put up a big fence, but, you know, we lived sort of in fear that that guy, at any moment, could just lose his marbles and start shooting. And so when you have sort of traumas like that, you're kind of skeptical, you know, about the people around you and that sort of thing. And it's a real process to learn to trust the universe and that trust that you'll get what you need. And that all is well. And so this has been a process for me too, and that's why, you know, I'm talking about this, because whether it's a house for you or it's a health challenge, you know, or it's money, it's really, it doesn't matter what the subject, it's all, you know, it's all sort of the same in a sense, where when we're talking about our emotional state and getting through the big storms. So I am going to, with that, go to the switchboard. I know my peeps on Facebook Live are missing me today, but I'm just sorry, guys. I'm just not camera ready. I'm not camera quality today. I'm having a little allergy thing going on, and I just could not bring myself to getting, trying to get camera ready this morning. So I am sorry, you guys, for that. Anyway, so with that, I am going to go to the call board, the switchboard here, as soon as I can find it again. Okay. So, this number looks familiar, but I'm not positive, but this number is area code 256, and then the last four digits are 2574. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia. Who's this?
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, this is Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you this morning? Or, well, it may be morning where you're at.
It is morning.
I'm well.
Good. We spoke recently, didn't we?
No, we spoke in October of last year.
Oh, is that long ago? Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, Kimberly? How can I help you today?
I'm in school that I'm consolidating.
But I'm also thinking about going to school to become a clinical psychologist.
I just want to know what to get.
Wow, good for you. I feel like you already have some credits. Yes, school credits.
I do.
Okay. You know, it looks like you have quite a few credits. It doesn't look like you would be at the beginning of your education. So that's a plus. And when I look at the question about furthering your education to be a clinical psychologist, I feel like that. So it's so funny. So it's like I see you. You're very thoughtful and contemplative, and I see glasses. Do you wear glasses by any chance?
I do.
Okay. so interesting. I feel like that you would really enjoy it, honestly. And would there be a specialty of ages that you would work with, or would it be all ages?
No, I would like to work with children.
Yeah. And you would really thrive there. I feel like, you know, they're showing me that you can really connect with the kids, and that would be really a great place for you to be. So I'm going to go to the WOTO, which is what we call it for short, when we're in with Colette Baron Reed, and I'm going to go to the deck, and I'm going to ask, what could you expect by choosing to get your degree in clinical psychology and then working in that profession? So
okay.
Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. Do you want a card from the top, the bottom, or the middle?
Middle.
Okay. And do you want me to count up or down, or just pick a card?
Up.
How many cards?
Three.
Okay. One, two, three. Ah, interesting. So, it's the Fate and Protection. So, this is an interesting card to get for this query. Sometimes the cards don't actually answer the question that you're asking, but it's asking something else. What it's saying basically is hang in there in whatever situation, and sometimes we're powerless and we don't have any control, and it's up to sort of the fate. Do you have anything in your life going on? Well, the consolidation with school and switching schools, that's out of your control. So I really feel like that's what this card is speaking to, that with that subject, know that, it is out of your control, but that things are going to get better. Okay. So are you kind of struggling a little bit with that?
Well, when you get into the house, you should just step away from the house. I'm taking a step to a flat another school.
Yes.
And I'm just waiting to get the interview. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So there's, what they're saying is, don't worry, that destiny is going to be what it's going to be. So like the house, go drink lemonade. Go out and
ask. That's my favorite drink.
Go, there you go. Maybe, it's so funny because my guys will give me this crazy stuff, and it's always relevant to whoever happens to call in that day. And, so go drink lemonade. Go take a glitter bath. Go take a glitter bath or whatever, right? So now, so when looking at the schools, they want to talk about the school that you would go to. Would you be doing online classes?
No, it would be face-to-face. I'd be in the classroom.
Okay. Because that's what it feels like to me, but I wasn't sure. Because, so many people do online right now. You do really well in the classroom. You're a really excellent student. I feel like that, you'd really get into it. I feel like that it's a really good direction for you, as far as the psychology, because you're really you really engage with the kids, but also you've got the intellect and the intelligence and the personality to really be a big benefit in that field. Do you feel like that?
Yes. I really come alive when I like to engage them.
Yes, absolutely. So, do you have a bachelor's degree now?
I have a master's.
You have a master's already. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, because they're telling me it's not that much more schooling for you. It's only maybe a couple of years. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. So my guys are like, go for it. They're like, pedal to the metal. If they're like, throw your cares to the wind. Oh my God, they're really being funny today. They're using all these metaphors. They're like, pedal to the metal and throw your cares to the wind. They're so funny. It's like, I just get this visual of like being on a motorcycle with an old leather motorcycle cap and the goggles, right? And the wind just passing by your face. I feel like it would be a really good thing for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it would be really good thing for you. And not only do you enjoy, but you enjoy teaching in the schools, but you enjoy being in school too. And I feel like that there's new sort of psychology out there that maybe some of the schools are teaching now. That is going to be really interesting to you. Does that make sense? You read a lot, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of reading. And I feel like you kind of keep up with stuff already. And that, so you've been sort of doing your own your own sort of studies and whatnot, and you've continued to learn. And I feel like that the schoolwork is going to be actually pretty easy for you and enjoyable. And they're showing me, actually, so it's so interesting now because they're showing me a professorship. So I don't know if at some point down the road, it looks like you're older, but they're showing me, you know, like you as a professor, but, you know, down the road when you're older.
Okay.
If that sounds appealing at all, but like I said, this is, it's funny because they're showing me that you're older. It's like they've got your hair parted down the middle and flicked back into a tight bun.
Okay.
You know, like granny hair.
Right.
Oh my God, they are being hilarious today. So they're showing me the granny hair and like the silver rimmed reader glasses that you look over the top of, you know, but you're in front of like the big chalkboards that you see at universities or whatever. And so, you know, where you have, they're in this theater sort of seating. So maybe you'll be teaching at that level later on as well. You know, and it could just be a part-time thing, whatever, but they're showing me like this professorship. So funny. And again, this it's later on because they're showing me the granny hair to show me it's when you're older, you know? And, so they're laughing. They're like, yeah, like 67.
Wow.
So it might be something that you do like part-time or whatever. Cause again, I feel like you're always learning. You always are going to be interested in learning. And so you wouldn't be that, I don't know how far away from a professorship it would be, how many more classes or years from getting your psychology thing to being a professor. I don't know what's required with that. Any ideas?
you have a PhD.
A PhD, okay. And because I know for some types of, that's a psychiatrist, I think you have to have a PhD, is that right?
An MD.
An MD is a psychiatrist.
MD, okay. All right. Yeah. So, so anyway, I think they're playing with you a little bit here today and having a little bit of fun. And I feel like that, you know, put the job application in then just let it go where it's going to go. In the meantime, focus on your school and moving forward with that. And I feel like that, are you in a lower sort of rent district right now in school? I want you to know that the children who you have already worked with in the area that you're in, you have already made a big impact in their future lives.
That's great.
You have already made a big impact in those children's future lives and future selves. So I want to really acknowledge you for that. I have the chills all over because I feel like it's not the easiest school to be in.
No.
But you have really made a difference in many of those children's lives and given them, you know, you've planted seeds for them that are going to be really take hold for some of them, and they're going to have a better future and a better life because of it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I really want you. Sorry?
No, I said that's,
no, I said that's great to know.
Yeah, so I really want to acknowledge you for that because my guides are, you know, they've gotten a little bit somber and I've got the chills all over, so it's really super important that you know that. And, you know, sometimes we can get discouraged when kids have so many problems and you know, how can we help them and so forth. And you come up with some really creative ways. I feel like that, you know, as a psychologist, you will be doing the same. So you won't be doing, like, clinical, typical psychology with these kids. You'll find ways to get through to them that they can really relate to and understand. And, you know, and I also feel like that you can bring in, you know, later on, if you haven't already, bring in sort of some mindfulness techniques with the kids. And, you know, like, don't have to call it yoga, but you could do, like, yoga stretching and, you know, just call it, you know, whatever you want to call it, and mindfulness meditation and things like that. And you know, I'm sure there's all kinds of sort of kids programs you could look at out there for ideas of what to call these programs, et cetera. And again, that's down the road, but I feel like that you'll be working not just with individual kids, but groups of kids where you can sort of use play, and also work in mindfulness and so forth to help really help these kids. They're talking about feeding kids breakfast. Do you have a habit of providing kids food that you know are not getting what they need?
Yes, I do that sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So they want to acknowledge you for that as well, because I'm seeing, like, scrambled eggs and whatever. You know, and it's like these kids that don't have, you know, you provide for some of these kids that don't have. And not for any reason except to really help the children. And so, again, I really want to acknowledge you for that, because it's really a blessed thing that, you know, that you're doing. So have you ever worked in a soup kitchen, though?
I have.
When I was in college, I volunteered at the soup kitchen.
Okay. Because they're showing me working in the soup kitchen. And
yep.
They're showing me, when I say they, I mean my guides, they're showing me all these really, you know, amazing things that you have done for people, and that the people's lives that you have touched, you may never know the extent of it, but I want you to know that it's going to spread far and wide. Okay, so just a kind word to somebody changes their whole life around. Okay. I many, many years ago, I was at this inspirational event with hundreds of people there, and the speaker, his name was Charlie Tremendous Jones, and the man did not have an easy life, and he took what he had, and took the lemons and made lemonade, you know. He became this inspirational speaker. And he would hug every single person after his events who wanted a hug. And he, at one of the events that he did, this man in a wheelchair was last in line. He waited a couple of hours to get a hug from Charlie Tremendous Jones. And when he hugged that man, the man just burst out into tears. And I don't remember how old the man was, but he was not young. And he said to Charlie, he said, that was the first hug he has ever had in his whole life.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so we never know. And so years ago, my daughter and I, she was 12, so she's 26 now, so 14 years ago, we were taking cake decorating classes together when she was 12 years old. And every week, we would have to make two cakes because we were both in the class. So we would each have to make a cake, and then we would have to decorate it. So you can imagine, you know, when you, it was just the two of us. What do you do with two cakes every single week for weeks? So every week we'd look for, you know, people we could give cakes to. And one of the weeks, it happened to be my aunt, one of my aunt's birthdays. And I said, oh, let's make it a birthday cake for Aunt Angel. So that's what we did. And we took it to her on her birthday and had a birthday cake for her. And she, too, she started crying. And we're like, Aunt Angel, what's wrong? She says, now, when she got that birthday cake, she was 78 years old. She said, I've never had a birthday cake before. Aww. And I turned to my uncle and I said, Uncle Joe, how is that possible? She's never had a birthday cake before? And he said, nope, I've never thought of it. And they were married for 50 years, more than 50 years.
Oh,
never thought to give her a birthday cake. And growing up, she grew up in the Philippines, and they were very poor. They didn't. There was no birthday cakes. And here she was at 78 years old, had never had a birthday cake in 78 years. So those are the things. And, I mean, I've known my aunt since I was born, and she was one of my best friends. And had we not been taking that class and had all these cakes we needed to give away, I would have never known that. And she may have gone her whole life never having a birthday cake.
Wow.
So you see, we never know where things that seem sort of ordinary and mundane, we never know really how big of an impact they'll make on a person.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you
wow.
tuck that birthday cake story away.
I will.
You know,
90 seconds.
And we're almost out of time. But so know that, you know, you are already made a difference in so many people's lives, and you'll continue to do so. And it's really, you've got this this golden field around you that really is going to help guide you. In your journeys and in your travels and in everything that you do. I have actually, it's
60
very,
seconds.
Very rare that I see that where that you are completely surrounded by golden light. It's not very often that you see that, and it's usually with people, you know, who are like the Dalai Lama or people who are, you know, real saints.
Wow.
Yeah, and I do. And I'm not just saying that. I really see that you're surrounded in this beautiful golden light. So know that whatever you do, you know, you'll be really blessed. And so I'm shuffling the cards as we're talking. And so this is the card that is really meant for you to know about this and the psychology, because it keeps falling out of the deck. And the fate card was about what's going on currently with the school.
10 seconds.
Hold on 1 second. I just got to give my call out. All right, you guys, we're wrapping up here on the show. Check out my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and my website, cynthiafontaine.com. I love you guys. Stay on the line, Kim.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're off the air, but the recording is still going. So
okay.
Go the distance.
Okay.
Keep falling out of the card deck, right? So keep at it. Go the distance, and you will finish. You will cross that finish line.
Okay.
So I hope that helped.
Oh, it helped tremendously.
Yeah. I hope that helped. And you know, I just want to honor and thank you for the work that you are doing and the work that you have already done out in the world, because you are making an impact.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was really, really a pleasure speaking with you today. And, you know, check
thank
in
you.
And let
thank
me know
you.
How things are going.
I will. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. All right. Take good
bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You take good care.
Thanks.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. How amazing and wonderful is that? You know, we never know where our lives are going to touch, how our lives are going to touch people, especially when you're working with kids, because you have an opportunity to be part of who they become as adults. So I really want to encourage you to, whatever storm you might be weathering, to get out, shift your perspective, take a step back, go into the observer mode, make some lemonade, go out dancing, whatever it is. And know that today is a new day, and tomorrow is a new day. And pick yourself up and do something in this new day that's going to help you feel better, whatever that is. If you're in a slump, go out and buy somebody a coffee randomly, right? Open the door for someone. Call a friend. Whatever it is that you can change, how you can change your energy, do it. So this afternoon, I'm going to my friend who has no second floor, and we're going to plan the feng shui layout of her second floor, right? So taking the focus off my house stuff and putting it on her house stuff. But I love doing that kind of thing. I love helping people with their homes. Yeah, I've been into real estate. It's been a hobby of mine for many, many, many years. And so I love it. But when it's your own stuff, and so I have 6 weeks to find a place to live, and that's the pressure. So that's the storm. And so I know that I have to trust that the universe is going to bring me just the right thing at the right time, and all is well. And on that note, I want to thank you all so very much for taking time out of your day, whether you listen live or you listen to the replays. And if you like my show, please share it with your friends. And like my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. Sign up for my newsletter at www.cynthiafontaine.com. And I do not send out a lot of newsletters, just so you know. It's usually only when I have announcements, so you will not get bombarded with all kinds of email. So I really want to thank you for being here, and again, for taking time out of your day, wherever you are, whenever you listen. I truly, truly appreciate you. All right, you guys, I love you all so very much. Have a fabulous week.